crews are putting the finishing touches on a new exhibition in Ventura County, which takes you back more than 2,000 years in time. It gives you a taste of one of the most famous disasters in history.
This exhibition is about Pompeii back in 79 AD, both prior to Mount Vesuvius erupting, where you actually see the life and times of someone who lived in Pompeii, everything from what their marketplace looked like, what their homes looked like, their artwork, their jewelry, their furniture. It takes you through their life, and then it takes you through the actual day on August 24, 79 AD, when Mount Vesuvius erupted, and it shows you the horror and aftermath.
Melissa Giller is with the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, which is hosting the massive new exhibition simply called Pompeii.
We have over 150 authentic artifacts that were found underneath the ash, preserved perfectly over 2,000 years ago. And even if you've been to Pompeii to see the ruins, you're not seeing these artifacts because these artifacts are traveling on loan from the Naples Museum.
The disaster covered the city of 20,000 people with a 15-foot-high layer of ash and volcanic debris, which preserved it. No one knows how many people actually died. As you walk into the exhibition, you feel like you're entering the city pre-eruption.
This is a reproduction of the streets of Pompeii. So we're seeing a street with the shops that would have been there. They had something akin to fast food and soup or wine over here. There's a galarium that would have held dormice, which was a delicacy. We see some charred fruits. We also see some jars that would have held wine or garum, which was a fish sauce, the ketchup of the time. And then we see some things for fishing. It was a fishing town. It was on the sea.
Jason Simmons is the director of exhibits for IMG, which put together the Pompeii exhibition.
Everything in the exhibition is actual artifacts from the museum in Naples, the National Archaeological Museum of Naples. They lend it to the artifacts to us for a period of 18 months, so this will play the Reagan Library and two other North American cities before it returns to Italy.
Simmons takes us deep into the exhibition to see one of the featured objects. In the center of our room, there's a 6-foot-tall marble statue of the goddess Aphrodite.
There she is. There's Aphrodite.
Wow. This is not a reproduction.
No, that's a marble statue that was recovered from Pompeii and now resides in the National Archaeological Museum of Naples and now in Simi Valley, California.
Speaking through an interpreter, one of the exhibition's Italian curators, Antonio Soliominio, talks about what they hope people experience when they see the artifacts.
Come si svolgeva la vita 2000 anni fa a Pompeii?
A view of the daily life of Pompeii. And essentially the story of how the everyday artifacts and objects can translate into the daily life of today, because a lot of them are the same objects that we're using in this day and time.
The Pompeii exhibition also features a high-tech element intended to give visitors a taste of what it might have been like on the day that Mount Vesuvius erupted.
We have a dramatic reproduction of the eruption in a 4D theater. The floor will shake. You'll see an animation that's super realistic, almost too realistic, of what it might have been like to see the town fall apart and be destroyed by the volcano. And then there's a big plume of fog that comes in and envelops the room, and then the screen raises and reveals something special.
IMG Director of Exhibits Jason Simmons says there's an interesting takeaway lesson from Pompeii which applies to us today.
There were people who died coming back to get a valuable in Pompeii. They had fled with the initial eruption and thought the worst was over, came back, and then got caught again by the remaining pyroclastic flows and things that happened after the eruption. So we see some of that today with natural disasters, people thinking they can weather the storm. So, I mean, 2,000 years later, we're still learning. When danger approaches, get out of town. So I think that's something, a lesson that still resonates today.
At the end of the exhibition, you can see some of the most graphic reminders of the disaster's toll. There are full body casts made from some of the eruption's victims. Simmons says what's ironic is that you can actually see more Pompeii artifacts in Ventura County right now than if you go walk the ruins of Pompeii in Italy.
Pompeii, the ruins, are open to the elements, so the artifacts have to be stored in museums.
So in a way, we're seeing more Simi Valley than we are in Pompeii.
You've nailed it, yes. You'd have to go to the National Archaeological Museum of Naples to see the artifacts, and you're seeing some of the best they have to offer here.
Pompeii, the exhibition, opens Saturday and runs through next spring at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library. In Simi Valley, Matt Sorosco, KCLU News.